堂听 class.com。
Thank you, Diane. I don't know how the Italian Catholic Church would feel about Diane's dating service, however. Well, it's really a pleasure to be here in Seattle. I was reading in the paper this morning that Ballmer was named president of Microsoft. I'm sure that will make them a kinder, gentler company to do business with. They're not on the... Well, I won't. I really would like to thank you for being here today. It means a lot to us. We talk a lot about our great technology and everything that we've accomplished, but the real asset in Informix are our users and the support that our users have given us through the last 18 years of our history. So thank you very much. You know, as typical, my great staff gave me a little demographic data on the audience to make sure I didn't sound stupid. You responded, 50% of you are in IS, 15% are in sales and marketing, 10% in corporate, and 25% in other. Could the people in other raise your hands? Okay. Now, what I found interesting when you go to job title breakdown, it's a little roll-up stuff here, 50% are staff, 35% management, 10% executives, and 5% other. So I think if I understand this right, most of you who don't know what your job is do know what your title is. So what I'm going to cover today are really three things. I think it's very fair that I give you a progress report on what's happened since we met last year. I want to talk about the solutions and product roadmap, and then I get to highlight the significant announcements we're making at the conference today. So, a little bit about our situation. You know, last year, my first day at work at Informix was the opening session of the user group meeting, the users conference. How many of you were there a year ago? That's great. Well, you know, I guess I have a year's worth of experience now at Informix, and I think that counts for about 12 or 13 years worth of experience in the software business. I knew I had a tough job ahead, but I'd be the first to admit I had no idea how tough. But it is the first anniversary. And while I'm not happy that we had the problems that we had, I'm very proud of the fact that we dealt with them the right way. We confronted the problems head on. We took fast, aggressive action. We fixed what was broken, but we kept what wasn't broken. And we fixed our problems without compromise, without compromising the future. So we are here today not in a mode of retreat, but in a mode of planks in the marketplace. And I hope if you get anything from your two or three days with us is that you know that we are building a company that matters, that's relevant, that has a point of view, that's going somewhere, that's differentiated from our competitors. So first, the state of the company. Three areas: financial, people, and of course, controls and process. So let me talk about the financial progress of the company. We went through some very difficult restatements and restructuring last year. We've moved to, I believe, what is absolutely positively the most conservative revenue recognition processes in our industry. And let me tell you, I thought revenue recognition was a complex, hard topic. You have no idea how hard and how complex it is. But I think we are leaders in exploring those frontiers of how to get more conservative fast. We made significant cost reductions in the company, but we did that without mortgaging our future. The key evidence of that is that we have actually increased our spending in research and development. We have increased our spending in service and support. We have increased the number of consultants working in the company. And we have brought our company to more than sufficient liquidity. We have plenty of cash. We brought in additional equity. We are cash flow positive, and we are in solid shape. We have no debt. So from a financial progress standpoint, I'm very, very pleased. Now, here are numbers from last year, our fiscal year 1997, and of course, they look fairly ugly for the first three quarters, as they should. They're pretty ugly results, and these are as restated. But of course, what I want you to notice is how Q4 is different from Q1, 2, and 3. This shows progress. We made money in the fourth quarter. We put the company through incredibly difficult changes to get to this point. So this was a very, very important milestone for us. Now, our results in the first quarter also were very encouraging. We grew, we showed an operating profit and a break-even bottom line. And for a first quarter for us, I think that's very good. Today, in fact, this afternoon after close of market, we'll be announcing our Q2 numbers. I wish I could share those with you this morning, but then we'd have to keep you locked in the room until then. And even with Diane's dating service, I'm not sure we have the ratios right here. And at least a portion of the crowd might be fairly unhappy. So we'll be announcing the results later today. Jean-Yves Dexmier, our Chief Financial Officer, will be here a little bit later to take you through those, so you'll be up to speed. Now, the second area of progress, I think, is as important as the financial progress, and that is that we are building and have built a new management team to help run the company. And I'm very, very pleased to get to work with, I think, some of the best executives around, given the task we have. You might think of Informix as we have a whole new team of people kind of running the business side with the same people running the technical side. So I'm very pleased to have my partner, Jean-Yves Dexmier, Chief Financial Officer, who's done a tremendous job helping us fix what was broken very quickly. We've hired a new VP and controller, the VP of North America, Wes Raffel, who's here, new treasurer, new general counsel. You've met Diane, our VP of marketing, who's been with us about 90 days. It seems longer for me, Diane. A new CIO, a new VP of HR, and I'm very pleased that we have closed on a new head of Europe, Mideast and Africa for Informix. We'll be announcing that in a couple of weeks, and the person will actually start working for us in August. So this has been a long, hard search. I'm very pleased we brought that to closure. By the way, in addition, we have two new board members who have joined us since we last spoke. Les Denon, who was CEO of Network General and then became president of Network Associates, and George Reyes, who is VP and controller of Sun. So we've added some strength to our board. And what's also important about our management team is the people who have not changed. We have the best combination of R&D prowess and vision and innovation in our industry with the combination of Mike Sarang and Mike Stonebreaker. Mike Stonebreaker is going to be up here in a little while and take you through what he's been working on. But this is the best team in the industry. And associated or related to that are three other executives who have not changed. Jim Hendrickson, who runs worldwide support and services and manufacturing, the operations of the company. Bill James, who runs Asia-Pacific, and Ali Hamid, who runs Latin America. The third area of progress for us is really controls and process progress. As you can imagine, any time you have to restate $200-300 million worth of revenue, it every once in a while indicates you might have something wrong with the fundamental control processes in your company. And in fact, we did make a lot of changes very quickly, changed reporting relationships. This is just blocking and tackling. No magic here. We're just running the business professionally. We recently appointed a new auditor. I'm very pleased to have KPMG as our new independent auditors. And we've outsourced our internal audit to Arthur Anderson. So we have very, very good advisors helping us there. We have a lot of systems work underway inside the company. We've accomplished a lot, but we have a lot more work to do. So I can assure you that we are running our company in a solid, professional, conservative way today. So what does the new Informix look like? We're 3,500-plus energized and committed people. We have about 1,000 people in development, about 2,000 people in the field. We have 124 offices worldwide. By the end of this event, you will know clearly who we are and what business we're in, what our target market segments are, and that we have restored our financial foundation. Now, I never talk about Informix as a turnaround. I don't want us to go back and be what we were. We are a new company on the solid foundation of the past. And this is the most, it's an incredibly exciting thing. We have a $700 million startup that we can work here. And that's how those of us inside the company are looking at the opportunity. We are building a new company. And it has the same excitement as, well, maybe it's not as exciting as working for a portal company, because we're constrained by the fact that we have products and customers and revenue and things like that. But we're really building a new company on this solid foundation. Now, what's going on as we have changed, as we're changing because fundamentally customer requirements are changing, you're changing. And I'm sure you've all seen slides like this before that talk about, you know, your fundamental requirements, the fact that there are more and more users, more and more data, many, many more locations, and importantly, new types of data. All of this, I think, leads us to the conclusion that the database industry is still a great business for us to be in. The database market is a great business to be in for people who have great products. It is not commoditized because you are not commodities. You are all working hard to build competitive advantage by virtue of how you use information technology. So there is great opportunity for us to bring database-powered solutions to you that help you differentiate yourself. So I think there are certain laws of physics about the database-powered solutions marketplace that make it very attractive. Your databases only grow. They never shrink. You only want higher performance, never lower performance. Your data strategies always get more complex, never less complex. And more of you are using information technology as a source of competitive. So at Informix, we are taking the contrarian view that this is a market, an industry that requires further investment, further innovation, further leadership, and that's the role we want to play. We are not just going to milk the install base that we earned in the 1990s. We are going forward with this marketplace because we think it matters, and we can help our customers build businesses that are more competitive. So why Informix? The key line on this slide is that we are not only giving all of you a choice of products, but we want to give all of you a choice of companies. As much as we want to distinguish ourselves by the virtue of our technology and our products, we want to distinguish ourselves by virtue of the kind of company we and how we do business. So yes, we give you choice. And you'll hear a lot about choice over the next couple of days. Real, substantive choices shipping today so you can build better systems for your business. We'll talk a lot about flexibility. We are the challengers. We will be more flexible than our competitors. We will be less heavy-handed than our competitors. And this is good for you. There's a tremendous new emphasis inside the company to build better relationships and to court new relationships with ISVs and developers. And our products are getting more solutions focused. And the third point, you will find us being the most responsive company in our industry. We have the new management team that I talked about. We're investing very heavily in our consulting practice. It's growing as fast as we can find qualified people. We're rejuvenating our training function, and we get acknowledged for having best-in-class service offerings. So I hope you leave this conference truly understanding not only how our products are different, but how Informix, the company, is different. So now, what business are we in? Well, I've already told you. We're in the database-powered solutions business. That's how we describe ourselves. And there's three areas that we focus on, three solution spaces that we focus on, where we believe we bring significant added value to all of you. High-performance OLTP, data marts and data warehousing, and web and content management. And I'll talk a little bit later, a bit more specifically about each of these. But we believe these three areas are where there is growth in the industry, it's where differentiation is possible, it's where we are farthest away from where the business is being commoditized. This is our space. We can win here. We have substance here. This is where we can be relevant. So, how do we do this? You're familiar with our product line. We went through a process last year where we simplified the product line, creating a single offering in Informix Dynamic Server with various configuration options. This was important for several reasons. Our product line was getting very confusing the way we were presenting it to you. And I think the real benefit from what we did here is to simplify the economics and simplify the decision-making process associated with choosing Informix. You always buy Informix Dynamic Server, and then you can move to the configuration options you need for that part of your enterprise that needs them when they need them, as opposed to having to make onerous decisions about do I choose flavor X or flavor Y. And all of this is built on our Informix dynamic scalable architecture. This is what makes us different. We did the hard work 4 or 5 years ago to re-architect our product and make it a database with a future, as opposed to layers and layers of kludges, of a database built for a different time and a different place in the computing world. So you all know that we have the industry-leading architecture. That is the basis for the Informix Dynamic Server, and we're making progress with that every day. And every day, this architecture becomes more relevant to your business requirements. Despite all of the gyrations last year, I think it's important to note that we were relentless in getting products out the door. A very, very impressive 12 months in terms of getting new products out the door. Certainly starting with our product line simplification, but major releases being our 7.3 release. Very successful in terms of performance. This is a release focused on performance enhancements, reliability, availability, maintainability enhancements, special hooks and handles to allow packaged applications to run very, very well. The most solid release of software we have gotten out the door. Very, very pleased with the performance. We got 8.2 out the door for decision support. Again, very, very good reviews. Very, very pleased. We introduced a very important product, Dynamic 4GL. So many of you are here because of applications you wrote using our 4GL tools, and we have now brought life back to that. Again, we listened to you very carefully. You told us what you wanted, and we brought that product to market, and we're having very, very good results with that. And our Rollapp 4.0, also very successful. So a very, very solid year in terms of getting product out the door, proving that we are getting a return on our R&D investment. It's one thing just to spend money, but it's another thing to get product out the door. And I'm convinced we have the best product development organization in our industry. So now let me go through the three solution spaces that really define our opportunity. The first is high-performance OLTP. Most of you are here today because you've chosen Informix for OLTP. I mentioned that our 7.3 release was primarily built around RAS. It is the most resilient server delivered to date. We're very, very pleased with us, and I talked about extending your investments in 4GL by bringing dynamic 4GL to the marketplace, and with our data director products, bringing the power of database-powered solutions to open application development environments. We continue to have a lot of success in this space. You know, a few examples. Alaskan Airlines using running their entire flight operations on Informix on happens to be using NT servers. In fact, I flew up here from San Francisco, not on Alaska. I wish I had, because I was using Brand X, who did not use Informix for this, and they canceled their flight. But they canceled it. They waited until they were sure it was impossible for the passengers on my flight to go rush to the Alaska Airlines flight. So I'm sure this is because Alaska was using Informix Dynamic Server. Chase Card Member Services, which is a part of Chase Manhattan Bank, uses IDS for credit verification and customer service applications. Kroger's runs over 1,400 stores using Informix for OLTP. So there is still a lot going on in OLTP, and there's a lot of competitive advantage available for companies in terms of how they do OLTP. It is not just a commodity. So now let me move to the second solution space that we're focused on, which is data warehousing and data marts. This is one of the faster growing areas in our marketplace. It's something that almost every enterprise and organization is grappling with. Tremendous opportunity. We have really distinguished ourselves here over the years by building unprecedentedly effective data warehouses, the world's largest data warehouses on open systems. We distinguish ourselves by scaling from the smallest SMP to the largest clusters, offering the same powerful software from the top to the bottom or the bottom to the top. And we released the Metacube 4.0 that I talked about. And very important, with our consulting business, with our data warehousing business, is the fact that we have world-class consultants. We build data warehouses that work. And this requires not only great software, but a bunch of smart people that help our customers solve their business problems. So I'm just really gratified with hearing remarks from our customers who've worked with our consultants building data warehouses and data marts. The reason we do well here, price, performance, we can build data warehouses, data marts that nobody else can build. Now, some examples, Telecom Italia, using Informix data warehousing technology to analyze call traffic and patterns, and that must be a job understanding call traffic and patterns in Italy. So, again, could probably only be done with Informix. Wegmans has built their personal rewards application around Informix, sort of frequent flyer programs for people that spend money at Wegmans. And Woolworths New Zealand also using our product in very innovative ways, helping them build competitive advantage. So there's a lot of momentum in the data mart, data warehousing space. And it's very interesting that with all the feeding frenzy in the packaged applications business, one side effect of this is that a whole bunch of data is getting created that was never created before. And it can be warehoused and mined and marted. And we really think that almost anybody who has purchased packaged applications can be a good candidate for an Informix data mart or Informix data warehouse. Now, the third area is web and content. Our value add here is real simple. We're bringing database discipline to the web. You know, all the problems that relational databases solved 15, 20 years ago when they were invented are the same class of problems that need to be solved with the web today. Problems of scalability, reliability, manageability, control. This is why God invented relational databases in the first place. So we really want to put ourselves right in the center of this. Today, most primary demand for database seats is being driven by the sale of packaged applications. I think the year 2000 and beyond, it won't be that. It will be the web. And related to this is the very important work we've done in integrating Java into our product. We really are working to be the Java leaders in databases by allowing Java applets, Java stored procedures, a virtual machine to run inside our server. So we have commitments to Java, real commitments to Java, that I think other people just cannot have because of the fundamental architecture of their products. So we are solving real business problems today with our web and content management solutions. You'll hear about several of these at the conference and other sessions. I'd just like to highlight a few. The BBC, their pilot operating center, I was exposed to this in England several months ago. Just a dazzling application for archiving digital information. This will create an tremendous competitive advantage for the BBC, and it could be built only because our product exists. Sabre Technology, you know, associated with American Airlines, using universal data option to put business logic in the database server so they can run an application that could and get business results that could only be accomplished. Samsung's electronics website, their internet album, PhotoZoom, go see this. It's dazzling. And the Seattle Times, our local leading newspaper, using Informix for web-based advertising. The key message here is that this is here and now. It's not just whizzy multimedia stuff that almost nobody needs but demos well. This technology is going to solve real business problems today. The web enterprise is here today. So at this point in the presentation, we're going to actually show you a demo. And Mark Itzkowitz, who's going to come out and help me with this, and we're going to show you a demo of an application that is real. It exists. It's built on products that are actually shipping. It's representative of a class of applications that real customers have built. So let me bring Mark up onto the stage. Mark? Come on, Mark.
Good Morning, Bob.
Morning. Was that the woman from Crossworlds Software?
Oh, let's not go there.
Okay.
Let's not go there.
Okay.
I've got a worse problem I've got to deal with today anyway.
Okay, so what are you going to show me here?
Well, see, here's the problem, Bob. I'm in a bit of a bind.
I feel like I'm selling nonstick cookware.
And we'll get to the price later.
Really?
Yeah.
But do I get the steak knives?
Only if you're good.
Okay.
So here's the bind I'm in. You see, Bob, this Saturday is my wife's birthday. I won't say which one.
Which wife or which?
Which. And
nice tie.
Thank you. I bought it online,
actually.
I'm not
trying to distract. You bought that online?
You wouldn't believe
it. Would that have anything to do with this demo?
Now, have you bought anything online?
Yes, I have.
What have you bought online that you can talk about?
Actually, this shirt.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, see, I'm in a similar problem. You see, my wife, her birthday is a Saturday, and because I'm here helping you this week, and I think that's great, and I want to do the good job for the company, I'm not shopping for it. So today I'd like to show you not only... I'd like to actually do a little shopping online so I'm ready to come home and actually have something for my wife.
Okay.
So I want to show you not only how Informix has helped our customers solve their problems, but how it's going to help me solve my problem today. So today we're actually going
to
go...
Can we do the thing with the flaming logo like IBM?
Oh, it's much more important than that.
Okay.
Although we are flaming logo compliant
with all the
flaming logo standards.
Good.
Okay. So... Today, we're going to show you how the underlying technology and solutions of the Informix Universal Data Option and Dynamics Server, DataBlades, and the Web Integration Option have allowed us to rapidly deploy a full-blown web solution. And when we talk web solution, we're not just talking about an e-commerce site on the web, but we're actually talking about managing the business behind the web. Because the web is not just about making money, it's about saving money as well. Okay? So can we go shopping now? Because, you know, I'm really in trouble with the wife.
Okay.
Okay. So... Here we're going to log on to the public site. Okay, so this is what you and I and everyone sees on the web. I'm going to actually do some shopping. Now, it's summer. My wife has a preference for linen. So I can actually incorporate the text data blade to do a full text search to look for the kind of product my wife might like. Because, I mean, let's face it, let's not trust me with making the fashion decisions. You've already commented on the tie. So I can scroll down. The database has automatically found me all products described as linen. I'm going to choose this product. Now, you notice the database is managing text, images, all of the web data types. And like you said before, the web is a database problem. It deals with not just managing normal information, but also really rich information. Okay? So what I'm going to now do is load up product information. Now, because I can manage different types of data inside my Universal Data Option, I actually have stored here a QuickTime VR, which allows me to see the fashion in three dimensions. See different attributes to it, really make an informed decision.
Can you rotate that the other way, by the way?
I can do it the other way.
Okay.
Not up and down, though,
not
yet. And I can zoom in, I can see the buttons, I can make a lot of informed product decisions. And now I can actually buy the product.
What?
And as you see, yeah.
I mean, can't anybody do this?
Well, you know, Bob, you go to a lot of sites where you actually buy stuff online.
Yeah.
The problem is, and many of you may have encountered this, is it's a hodgepodge of systems. There's some legacy databases, some bolt-on software. Here we're using one database to manage the publishing of the information, the transacting of the information, and we're going to even show you something special later with how we analyze that information using one engine. Okay? It's no longer a kludge. It's no longer a boltware approach. It's one engine, one solution. Okay? So here now I've bought it, and now the database is not only managing the content, but on the left-hand side, you'll actually see the shopping cart. So we're actually performing the transaction as we go along. Now, since I've been gone all week, I better not just get a blouse or a jacket. I better get the whole outfit. So I'm going to actually go and find a matching pair of pants. Now, what you call this color and what I call this color may be two different things. So I'm going to ask the database, using our image data blade technology, to actually find pants that match based on the same color. No longer does it rely on someone agreeing on this is a type of pink or that type of pink. The database makes that decision for you.
That's pink flamingo, it says.
That's pink flamingo. Actually, I think it's mauve.
Okay.
Although if anyone can explain to me mauve, I'd really take that offline. So now I've purchased that. Now I'm going to check out, right? I'm going to go and buy it. And now I'm going to commit the transaction using the same database engine. Now, it's real. So... they're going to take delivery on it. Now, I'm going to get it. My wife, who likes to have things very tailored, never thinks it fits off the rack. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to do a location using the spatial data blade.
Where's Bill's house?
Bill's house is right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're all invited there later.
Just don't tell him we sent you. So I'm using the spatial data blade and an integrated Java applet. I very simply draw a box around where I live, not where Bill lives, and have the product tells me where I actually go to purchase the product and actually take the product to be altered. Okay? So that's really the front end. Now, the back end is interesting. Now, I've allowed the person to purchase. I've solved my problem, but what about solving the customer's problem and actually being able to log in and administer the website from a browser? So what I'm going to do here is show you that. Now, I'm sure many of you have set up websites, and the best...
So now you've transitioned from being a customer to being an employee somewhere?
I'm an employee, exactly.
In fashion.
And I'm using the same system.
The same system.
Right. And so the advantage here is, a lot of people in MIS, I'm sure data entry is not the best part of your job. And the web has created a lot more data entry hassles. Well, now what we can do is we can actually allow anyone who knows how to use a keyboard and a browser... You know how to use a keyboard and a browser, right, Bob?
What are they? Oh.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
Okay,
to update any of my records. So here I can say, you know what, this is a winter outfit. I hit update, and it automatically goes into the database without having to do any complex HTML coding or Perl coding or any of that stuff. Now finally, what about analyzing? The real power of the web is collecting all that information that people have given to me through their shopping experience.
You can do more than just publish?
I can do more than publish. I can do more than transact. I can actually analyze the data using our data warehouse.
All in one system?
All in one system.
Wow.
With the steak knives. So, I'm going to go here, and I'm going to actually go into our data warehouse. And this is going to allow me to fly through in a 3D graphical environment, really easy to understand and see. And it's like a video game, so most of our kids can handle it. We can actually fly around and look for the hot items. I can then zoom in on a key piece of data and say, you know what, this stack, this product seems to be really the hot item. I think I need to order more of them, okay? My wife is going to be upset because now everyone else has them, but the point is they're very popular. Simply by clicking on that, I go to the database, and it shows me the very same product I did that was popular. So in short, what we've allowed you to do is allowed the customer to centrally manage all of their content, whether it be a transaction, a piece of rich data, a QuickTime VR, a piece of analysis. Leverage what they know and have. This is all based on the same database you've been using for OLTP, as well as be enabled for the future as the web changes through our extensibility and our openness. And that's how we do in fashion.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you very much, Bob.
That's a fun part of my job. Okay. So, now let's move to the significant announcements we're making at the conference this week. And there really are four significant announcements. And the first is one that really I'm very, very pleased with, that I think can tell you a lot about the kind of company we are. And that is, we are announcing Linux today, Informix SE and ES2L CN Linux. So I talked about choice, I talked about innovation, I talked about leadership, and this is how it really gets manifest with real results. And this is a very, very important milestone for Informix, a very important part of our positioning. And we want to position ourselves right in the mainstream of this movement. This is something that I think can help change the world in a very, very positive way. So I'm very pleased today that we have many of our partners, our Linux partners, with us. And I'd like to invite them up on the stage with me right now. First of all, Ransom Love is General Manager of the Open Linux Division of Caldera. Ransom. Roland Duroff, who is Co-Managing Director and Co-Founder of SUSE. Roland. Paul McNamara, VP Strategic Relations, Red Hat Software. And John Hall, who is a Senior Leader, Unix Software Group, Compaq, and Executive Director of Linux International. So, very, very pleased to have you with us today. I'm honored, and I think this is a significant event for our industry, and I think it's significant for our audience today to be sharing this today.
Bob, it's great to be here, and Caldera applauds Informix's vision for embracing Linux. We believe that the combination of Informix and Linux will provide the tools that resellers, VARs, and integrators need to be provide probably the world-class, cheapest, most reliable solutions, turnkey solutions.
Cost-effective.
Well, most reliable, too.
It's,
I think it'll enable the solutions to go out to a much broader group of end users, which I think is what makes everything happen. And we're pleased to be here.
Greg, great. We're glad to be associated with Caldera.
Okay.
Well, today your business is getting one more choice. A tier one database system on Linux. The fastest growing operating system worldwide. The convergence of Informix and Linux truly sets a milestone for both of us, Informix and the Unix, Linux community. In robustness and cost effectivity, Informix SE and Linux truly fit together perfectly. They form a system of which I believe you, your customers and users will love it. SUSE would like to take the opportunity to thank the members of the IIUG for their input, which very much helped to make this happen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yes.
And Bob, on behalf of Red Hat Software, I would just like to take a minute to thank the Informix Users Group for being such vigorous supporters of Linux. In speaking with Bob earlier, I know that Informix takes user input very, very seriously. And I think with this announcement, they've really demonstrated that they understand the user's needs in the Linux space, and they're delivering on those needs today. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bob, just as in 1994, when Digital Equipment Corporation became the first major hardware vendor to support the Linux community, we feel it is very important that Linux Informix Software, as a tier one database solutions company, be the first company to support Linux as a database company. And we also think it's significant that you listened to your user group and listened to your customers. You made a business decision to do the support. And I think you have a world-class product that you are delivering today. I also think it's very important that on the day of announcement, you actually have a product that you can deliver.
Right here.
And now finally, for Linux International, I'd like to present this plaque to you. The plaque reads, Linux International recognizes Informix Software Incorporated for pledging support to Linux operating system and its community.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And as everybody has said already, it's IIUG that I think shares most of the credit for getting us to this point. I think this is a great example of how much power an effective user group can have. Because this decision was made because you asked us to make it, and you got us excited about it. We see the opportunity, and we move forward. So I would really like to congratulate and thank and to say how pleased we are to have the kind of class people we have involved in our user group, Tim Schaefer, Carlton Doe, Fred Hubbard, Mark Greco, Bert Barbie. Thank you very, very much. And there's some track sessions on Linux that I'm sure that you can figure out in your packets how to get to, and those of you who are interested, please attend. So the second significant announcement that we're making today is IDS Personal Edition, really bringing the power of IDS to the single user in a useful small fingerprint state. The same architecture, the same APIs. Several of you, many of you have been asking for us to do something, asking us to do something like this for years. This is also shipping. Hope you're noticing a trend here. The third announcement that we're making is also very significant, and that is the Informix Decision Frontier Suite. And this is a comprehensive suite of software to enable you to build very, very quickly data warehouses and data marts, automating the transfer of OLTP data into the marts of the warehouses. This is a package solution that involves scalable storage and access, data analysis, extract, transform, and load capability, metadata integration, as well as report capabilities. So a major, major step forward from us, integrating different aspects, different parts of the data warehousing food chain. This product will be going into beta in September, 5 or 6 weeks from now, and we expect to be shipping it general availability in October. So you'll hear a lot more about this in some of the breakout sessions, but a very significant move for us in data warehousing and data marts. And then the fourth major announcement really is a cluster of announcements involving continued demonstration of our technological leadership with our partners. You'll see an announcement talking about 46% growth on Sun platforms, record bond benchmarks on Compacts and Informix. You'll see first to market 64-bit capability with Informix and HP, a new spatial analysis data blade from Formida, integration with TX series from IBM, and new migration and integration with Informix and BMC. So a lot is happening today, a lot of press releases, a lot of partners are here. As part of Diane's dating service, not only talk to each other, but it's really useful for our partners to talk to our customers as well. So we really have, you can see, some real meat at our announcements today, and not just vaporware, things that are shipping, things that are important, things that matter, things that I think really help define the new Informix. So, where is Informix going? You know, as Diane mentioned, what we want to be, our raison d'etre, is the technology leader for complex knowledge integration problems. It means, we had Steve Jobs write this slide, it means insanely fast OLTP, not just fast, but insanely fast OLTP. And I think when you see the decision frontier, you'll see awesome end-to-end decision support solutions. You'll see absolute e-commerce. You know, this is not a toy anymore. It's got to get real. And this makes it real. It makes it enterprise, mission-critical, class application. And you'll see harmonious legacy systems migration. That's where Informix is going, and there is opportunity here for all of us. So summarizing what we have technological leadership, technology leadership without the attitude. And the convergence of technology, of products, of market, and our partners really brings unprecedented opportunity to all of us, be us end users or partners or vendors, to bring best-of-breed database-powered solutions to the market. So I would like to end the way I began, and that's by thanking all of you for your support and loyalty in the last year. You know, Informix is about choice. And, you know, none of us, I don't think anybody in this room, wants to live in a world or wants to envision a world where there is one software company. We want a world where there is choice, where you can choose the product, where you can choose the company that you want to do business with. And we want to fight hard to be that choice. We are looking for customers who have the courage, who have the guts to make the tough decision and buy the best product. I think more than anything else, that defines Informix users. People who have the courage to do what is right, the courage to use the best product, and damn it, every once in a while, the best product should win. So you can help us build our new company. You are part of it. You are the most important part of it. You have had the courage and vision to do business with us before. You have the courage and vision to keep doing business with us. And we will be relentlessly committed to keeping the kind of leadership in products and technology that we've always had, and we are equally committed to bringing you the kind of choice in types of companies for you to do business with. I'm very proud to be associated with Informix. I'm even prouder to be associated with this group of users. Thank you very, very much.